Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Later on in our show, of course, in addition to our flashback by request, Raj Fineen will be with us with another version of his famous Saw an American song. You know, Raj is an expatriate Iraqi. No, he's Iranian. Or is he Egyptian? I can't remember which. But in any event, he... what do you mean, what's the difference? An Iraqi is Arab, an Iranian is Persian, and an Egyptian is... kind of a, you know, quadroon deal.
All right.
Anyway, Raj's going to be with us as we hear him sing Saw an American, a song dedicated to the fast food obsession of Americans. We will also have a senior chat with Harvey Wireman, and Jeff Dowder will join us with his The Zulu Wars Part 3. Eric Hester is with us, and actually Eric's up at Caneo Valley Days with the family, right, Eric?
We're having a good time, Phil, right now, and great to be with you.
Eric is with Siempre Television, a company that produces a variety of television programs and has been one of the major players in the reality TV boom that we're all so familiar with. Eric comes on from time to time to tell us about what's happening in the world of reality television. Thanks for joining us. And what is the big news for this reality? And it has been a big year for reality television.
Well, I think it'll be a big year for Siempre Television, Phil, because we've got the most powerful new reality series that I think has ever been made. And to make its debut on network television, we're very excited. There is, you know, all kinds of reality television, but we think it only scratches the surface of the human drama.
Is that what reality TV is, or is it just a bunch of amateurs playing to the camera?
Well, that's what it's... You're right, Phil. Your point is very well made. Reality television as we know it today is really just a bunch of amateurs, as you say, playing to the camera. They don't have a script, but they know they're on camera, so there's no reality there. What we have, Phil, is a show called Pathfinder, and we have been working on this show for the last 8 months. We've produced 13 episodes, and this show is going to make all the other reality shows look almost foolish, almost silly. That's how excited we are about it.
Well, tell me about this. What is the premise?
The premise is almost too easy a word. What we did, Phil, in producing our 13 episodes, we contacted, and there are two segments per show, we contacted 26 people. And we did some background work on these people first before we approached them. And then we told them that a long-lost friend wanted to be reunited with them, a friend from a school, a friend from their childhood, perhaps someone they'd fallen in love with when they were younger. And we invited these people on the show. We tell them that we wanted to reunite them on our TV program, a reality program. And one thing to keep in mind, Phil, when you say the word reality to any prospective television contestant or anyone who wants to be on television, say that word reality, and I'm telling you, people's faces light up. It's the hottest television going. So we tell them we want to reunite them with a long-lost friend or a lover.
Okay, so but Oprah does that, doesn't she? I mean, she has these segments where she reunites people.
Well, no, she doesn't, Phil. Not the way Pathfinder does it. This is just the beginning. Now, we invited these people on our show. We gave the backstory to the audience about how we contacted them, that we told them there was a long-lost acquaintance that wanted to meet them. And then we go into a little bit of their life story, but we hold back some of the information, and here is why. When we are done giving the backstory, and we ask a few questions of the individual sitting there, we then tell the guest that they're about to meet this long-lost acquaintance. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Phil, and I say this with absolutely... I am not exaggerating. There is no more powerful moment in television or in TV history than what then transpires on Pathfinder. Out from behind the curtain comes an individual known to our guests because that person had sexually assaulted them when they were a kid.
Oh, my God, Eric.
I am telling you, we take reality television...
Oh, my God.
We take reality television very seriously.
Somebody comes out from behind the curtain that this individual had been sexually assaulted by...
This is... Let me tell you, Phil, other reality shows claim to present reality. What they're presenting, as you said, are amateurs, amateur actors playing in front of the camera. There is no way you play to the camera when someone had so deeply traumatized you, they walk back into your life in front of the television camera. This is what I do.
That is unbelievably brutal. And it's assault. It's violence being done to this person all over again.
Well, what I say to that, with all due respect, Phil, is it's what I do, television. It is compelling. It is powerful. It's tough to say this without sounding egotistical. I'm going to tell you something. I actually started to move some things off of my mantle.
The guy comes out, I'm still trying to, the premise is...
Let me tell you something. We can all be shocked by what is. We just show people what is. We didn't create it.
But you're creating the trauma all over again. No,
we're not. We are simply showing what would happen if that individual were walking down the street and they bumped into the guy that molested him when they were a kid. We really believe in this show, Phil. And I was about to say, and I don't mean this in an egotistical way, I have a mantelpiece in my home in a den, and I started to move things around on that mantelpiece because I'm making room. I'm making room for an Emmy, maybe two.
I don't think people are going to watch it.
Well,
you may win an Emmy, but I don't think people will watch something as depraved as that.
It is depraved, or is it? Is it simply a real moment that TV, hasn't up to this point really had the guts to show? People will watch this show whether they like the show or not.
I don't think they will.
No, they will watch it.
And why?
Because deep down, people love a good page-turner. They love a good mystery. We live in a country that spends millions and millions of dollars on slasher movies. They will watch this.
All right, boy. And you're at the Caneo Valley days with your kids.
Let me tell you something. I love my children as much as you love yours, as much as anyone loves theirs. I would never want what befell these people to happen to my kids. But if it did, I would hope that my kids would be able to have the opportunity to create a powerful moment of television like this by sitting on a soundstage and suddenly out from behind the curtain comes some filthy old man that they'd have an opportunity to confront that person maybe for the very first time.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Eric Hester is with us from Siempre Television on the new TV show Pathfinder. Eric, there, as you said, there's all kinds of reality TV. There's the Bachelor, the Bachelorette, the Apprentice, and so on and so forth. And there's, they've even gone so far as the most beautiful dwarf. And every what do you say to somebody who says to you, this is scraping the bottom of the barrel?
Phil, it's the same criticism they've given people down through history. They used to say that, Phil, they used to say that about Mozart. That if listening to his music was like listening to the soundtrack to a pornographic film about bestial sex. They used to say that reading Ernest Hemingway, you might as well be reading the paper from the bottom of a garbage pail.
Well, I don't know that they ever said that about Hemingway. I mean,
they used to say that about all the greats. F. Scott Fitzgerald, they used to call him nothing more. They used to say he wasn't fit to write the jokes on a bazooka bubblegum strip, the ones that come with the bubblegum. This has been going on for years. And
do you really think this is groundbreaking, or is this just a setup? Is this just you take an innocent person and...
Well, wait a minute. What's innocent about them?
Well, you said that they wanted to be reunited, or that there was somebody who wanted to be reunited with them.
That's true, but they don't have to come on the television program, do they? They could ask us for the name and the number of the person, and we'd be very happy to give it to them. In this case, it doesn't exist, and so we'd say, well, actually, we don't have that. We had other reasons, but why are they coming on our TV show? Because they want to be seen. Because they want their story to be told from a subconscious level. And because they want to purge themselves of this.
So do you believe that you're doing a favor for the person that you invite on the program?
I think in the long run we are. But more to the point, and more to the point of what I do for a living, I create powerful television. And my genre is reality TV. And Pathfinder is going to make every other reality television show look like some romper room sketch. It's going to make every other reality television program look like what it is and what you so accurately called it, Phil, amateurs playing to the camera.
Eric Hester joins us on the Phil Hendry Show with a TV Pathfinder. Have you approached any networks?
We have.
Do you have a deal with any network?
I'm not at liberty to say. But we are very, very excited about what we think will be the very... we think we are going to be on the air this fall, 13 episodes and more.
The TV show is called Pathfinder. It's a reality show where an individual is invited onto the program under the premise that they're going to meet a long-lost friend, someone that they haven't seen for a long time. Out from behind the curtain, instead, comes an individual that molested that person when they were a kid. What's happened on the show?
I will tell you that we have had fireworks. I will tell you we've had some real, real fireworks. I don't want to be specific. But,
well, have you had an individual go after that? I mean, if you see a guy come out from behind a curtain and molested you, if some of these people want to do violence to that person?
I will tell you there have been those moments, absolutely. We don't allow it. I mean, we hold the person back because we obviously have some considerations in terms of being indemnified against lawsuits. So we're not doing a Geraldo thing here. You know, we're not doing a Jerry Springer thing. We're not, and that's another point I want to make. This isn't the Jerry Springer show. This isn't, you mentioned Oprah. It isn't one of those what we consider to be rather lowbrow presentations. This is powerful television at its best.
Lowbrow? I mean, you know what?
No, Springer likes to have violence on the set. We want just the power. The look in that person's eye when they think they're going to see someone that they fell in love with, and instead, out from behind the curtain comes some filthy old man that molested them.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jesus, man. Is it so tough to find a good writer these days that the television networks keep turning to this stuff? Are there no guys that can construct any kind of entertaining television? So now we have this show, Pathfinder. 13 episodes have already been produced. Person sits there. They're told that they're going to see somebody from their long-lost past, an old friend. Instead, the person that comes out from behind the curtain was a person that sexually molested them as a kid. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Eric Hester with us, the head of development at Siempre Television, and we'll be back on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
There's braces for your teeth and a bust of Dollywood if you'll shut up.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
It's human nature, Phil.
I'm having an interesting debate here with Eric Hester from the TV show Pathfinder, which is, what is it, 13 episodes you've done?
We've done 13, yes.
And I said to you, if you've got a television show where you invite people on, this is the premise of this program, where you invite people on and say you're going to be reunited with a long-lost friend, and then you bring out from behind the curtain an individual who had sexually molested this person. Now, has this person done time?
Well, we do our due diligence, Phil. We do a lot of background investigation. We do determine whether the individual was incarcerated or what the, what the extent of the level of justice brought to bear against this individual was. We make sure that the authorities were informed, and this was a crime that was fully investigated.
And so presumably these people are out and free?
Yes, they've served their time. They are doing either halfway house, or they are obviously registered as sexual predators, sexual offenders. And
this person, isn't this a violation of the law?
Not in every state, no. And so we are able to, we're able to access these people and we're able to get them together by virtue of the fact that in some states the laws are flexible in that way. And I don't really think that that applies. I think what applies here is that a powerful moment of television has...
All right, let me get back to what you and I were debating, though. I said that people are going to find this so horrifying. I mean, there's one thing to see a slasher movie. It's another thing to see something that...
To see reality? Look, Faces of Death is one of the most popular videos ever. It is probably one or two on the all-time most rented videos. People want to see the traffic accident. They want to see the train.
Oh, I've heard that argument before. They want to see the traffic accident, the train. At what point does television or radio exercise? So, look, how do you know anybody's going to watch this?
People are going to watch this, whether they like it or not, whether they want to or not, whether they tell all of their friends and they tell everyone that they work with, that they're not going to watch it. When they go home at night, they will turn the TV onto this. It's that magnetic, it's that powerful, that an individual could proclaim, Phil, if we want to get theatrical here for a moment, an individual could stand in front of his coworkers at the office, raise his hand to God, have one hand in the air and the other over his heart, and say, I swear to you, and you could put a stack of Bibles there too, I will never watch this show because I don't think it's right. He will go home that night, pull a TV dinner out of the oven, put his feet up with his socks on, turn it onto that, and watch it and TiVo it.
Because he's a liar?
No, because he cannot keep himself away from this kind of television.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Hendry Show. Ross, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just baffled because you don't find that it's your onus and obligation to tell them why they are coming on TV. You may say that they are coming on TV. Everybody wants to be on TV. Everybody needs their 15 seconds.
Everybody does.
I know they do. I agree. I'd love to be on TV. But you are misleading them by not telling them that it is their childhood fear, this person that has just ripped them apart and probably caused so many problems throughout their life, that is coming behind this curtain. You're making it seem like they're going to be on with a lifelong friend, which is why they are excited, which is why they are coming on TV.
Ross, we had a show called Punked. We had a show called Candid Camera. There are a number of television shows.
Yeah, but those shows at the end, when they punk somebody, the worst thing that happened was, you know...
Wait a minute. I saw a punk where Ashton Kutcher...
Yeah, but they weren't molested.
Well, but hold on for a minute. They had Pink... the singer, believing that she was going to be placed under arrest for stealing motorcycles. Now, tell me that isn't traumatic. They had
that is that is very traumatic,
right,
and I don't necessarily find that right either. But when you're telling somebody to come on TV and open up their heart and their lives because they were molested, you're not even giving them that choice of saying yes or no. You're just having them on because this is going to make you money.
Well, you know what I find interesting? The fact that we're having this discussion proves that this is a powerful, powerful...
Look, hold on for a minute, Eric. You know, it'd be powerful if I got a guy out there and I just machine gunned the guy to death right on TV, wouldn't it? That'd be powerful.
It's also
wouldn't make it right.
That's right. It wouldn't make it right.
But it's powerful, and the fact that I can do all kinds of stuff that's powerful, dude. I can walk out there stark freaking naked. Hey, a guy was nude on TV last night. Blow my brains out. I mean, at what point does it not take talent to do something like this?
Well, I take grave exception to that. I thought. What do you mean that doesn't take talent?
So, man, say something.
What's that?
May I say something?
Go ahead.
Well, instead of having all this, unfortunately, this world is filled with just a bunch of trauma and traumatic experiences for everybody. And you know, everybody's going through life and that was beautiful. Everybody has their own little, you know, secret skeletons in their closet, if you will. But it's not necessarily about getting them out so everybody can know it. You need to be part of the solution instead of making everybody else worry and angry and bringing powerful situations, as you say, to their lives and their feelings and letting them vent. You should be making something, you know, start
right,
a foundation
Ross.
To help you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. You heard what that gentleman said. And you're
Look at that guy is doing what we call soapboxing, Phil. What that guy is doing is he's getting on his soapbox, and he's giving the speech that we all have in us. All of us have a speech in us, and the speech goes something like this. You know, life should be this way or that way. Life should be a wonderful thing and a moral thing. We all have that speech inside of us, and we all give that speech from time to time in our lives. But it is not a speech that I particularly believe, and I don't think most people do. I think we're just used to everyone giving their speech. I think at the end of the day, that man is going to sit down and watch that show because he finds it compelling.
So do you believe anybody when they say that they think that this or that is wrong?
Yes, I believe them when they say certain things about certain things. And I don't believe them when they say other things about other things. I don't believe people when they tell me they won't watch the show.
What if someone has been sexually molested and is listening to your show tonight about bringing people on a TV show under the guise of them meeting a long-lost friend only to have the predator that molested them come out from behind the curtain? How do you think they're feeling tonight?
I think they're feeling like the rest of us. I think they're thinking, well, I got to TiVo that. I mean,
I got to TiVo that. This person who went through that...
I think they're thinking the way most... It's really out of their control. They're going to watch it whether they like it or not.
Wait a minute. A person that was molested, they're going to watch it.
Yes, because at the end of the day, even if you were molested, if you were in a prisoner of war camp, if you survived a concentration camp or you were locked in a cellar by Jeffrey Dahmer, at the end of the day, you've got the same fears and considerations. You still want to put food on the table, and you want to have a couple of laughs every now and again.
All right, so a guy who was locked in a cellar at Jeffrey Dahmer's house is going to come home, TiVo, a show about a predator coming out and saying, "Hi, remember me? I molested you."
Because, Phil, at the end of the day, we all put our socks on the same way. We all put our pants on the same way.
1-800-449-8686. Eric Hester of Siempre Television on Pathfinder. a show about people who come on thinking they're going to meet a long-lost friend, but in point of fact, it's a person that molested them. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Whore. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
With me is Eric Hester, the head of development at Siempre Television, a company that has produced the television show Pathfinder. On the 13 episodes that they've already filmed and that they are shopping to the various networks, a guest is brought on and told that they are going to meet a long-lost love, a long-lost relative, a long-lost friend. And instead, the person who comes out from behind the curtain is an individual that sexually molested them. And Eric joins us on our newsmaker line from Caneo Valley days.
You say that with a little bit of distaste, Phil.
Caneo Valley days is a festival and a fair, and there's kids running around.
I love my children, Phil, and I know you love your kids, and I love to see my children happy. And one of the ways that I make my family happy is to make them secure. And one of the ways I make them secure is to do my job well. And I know you do the same for your family. And I am grateful to God. And I'm grateful to my teachers, I'm grateful to my friends that they gave me a gift, that God gave me the gift to do television well. I happen to be a man who other individuals, I get the phone calls from people, have you got an idea, what have you got cooking? The networks are in trouble, there's no doubt about it. They don't really know which direction to go. Is it reality television? Is it the sitcom? Is it the hour-long drama? What is going on with the internet? I am blessed that I know not just how to put on a successful television show, but a quality television show. A television show that tells us a lot about human nature. And, I grew up, Phil, watching PBS, Masterpiece Theater, some of the great Shakespearean presentations. And I remember thinking to myself, yeah, that's who I am. That's Eric Hester. That's what I want to do. And when I got the idea to bring a child molester out from behind a curtain to confront an individual who didn't know they were going to be there, I thought back to those days watching public television and watching the McNeil-Lehrer Report and the things that I loved and the inspiration that I gained from that.
Watching PBS? Do you consider yourself to be a producer who produces public affairs-style shows?
I think it's a way of looking at it, yeah. When you have an individual sitting in a chair, and you say to them, are you comfortable? And they say, yeah. You ready? Yeah. You're going to meet a long-lost friend. And they're very happy. A lot of times they're people, women in their mid-40s or something. And out from behind the curtain comes the face of a man. The last time they saw that face, he was leering at them, leaning over them with his hand up their skirt. This is a moment. I don't want to talk about myself, but I don't even think Shakespeare. I think Shakespeare would have a wet dream over something like that. I really do. And Shakespeare didn't have the benefit of the camera. Shakespeare only had the quill and the ink. Eric Hester's lucky. I have a TV camera. But still in all, you give William Shakespeare a camera, you give Eric Hester a camera, and Shakespeare will come back with a home movie, I'll come back with Gone with the Wind.
Wow. I mean,
Well, wow. It's confidence. You know the people that shake my hand?
All right, yes, I understand. All right, so it's called Pathfinder, a show that confronts... A show that reconnects individuals with a person that molested them, and it is a complete reality presentation. The person doesn't know who they are. And, Mr. Hester, you have said you've dusted off a mantelpiece in your house waiting for the Emmy.
That's right. Did I say the Emmy? I said the Emmys, plural. This show is going to make Bochco, Star, all of them, all want to go back to their houses and crawl back into bed, but only before they hire a neighborhood kid to burn the house down with them in it.
All right. Nicole, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine, but I don't see the connection between Masterpiece Theater and this kind of thing.
What I'm saying, Phil, is it's public affairs television.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm just appalled. I mean, I was molested as a small kid from the preschool age to about the seventh grade age from a stepfather, two uncles, people who you're supposed to trust. And
hey,
when
Nicole,
you say you're bringing people on...
Nicole, hold on for a minute. Eric, when someone says they've been molested, you don't go, oh, yeah? Like you're hearing a sexy story.
No, I'm just interested in it.
I'm just saying, you know, when you bring people on and you say long-lost friend, a friend applies someone of friendly nature. These are not friends, you know. And well, I'm 33 with five kids today, and, you know, I don't even go, unfortunately, my stepfather, I have a stepbrother and a stepsister who still associate with him. I don't even go to family functions because I don't want to be nowhere near this person.
Well, that's what we
and
tell
I
them.
Mean,
well, that's what we tell them, but... So it's sort of disclosed.
But are you disclosing to the people on the show that they're going to be, you're not disclosing to them that when the person walks out that they're going to be met with their molester?
No. That's what makes it powerful. That's what makes it powerful.
Right, and that's what victimizes victims all over again in our country. People take years, people go years after something like this to get their life in order and to move on from it.
Okay,
and
now I recognize
your
voice.
You're going to bring them on your show and reopen up their wound.
Wait,
for what
now,
purpose?
I recognize your voice. Were you one of the people that auditioned?
No.
The hell she...
No,
what?
Trust me.
Oh, okay.
This is the first I'm hearing a show.
Well,
and I, like I said, I am a
Do you have an application?
Because,
do you have
no,
an application?
No, and I wouldn't want to.
Well, how is she going to come on your show? She already knows that that's what you do.
Well, let me ask you.
I get to call it again, but unfortunately, I do agree with him that people will watch it because that is the sick society we live in.
Absolutely.
I mean,
see?
My molester runs a well-known business in Florida. He's on the predators list in Florida, but he can live a good life. And
you,
people don't seem to mind that he's a molester.
Can you announce? Is it legal to say if there are? Is he on a website?
He is on a website,
so
but I don't think
website,
I'm allowed to say the name.
You know, if he's
and
on a
I'll
website,
tell you, Bill.
Yeah.
Well, you know what the irony of it all is? He married a woman whose job is to protect children. So go figure that out.
Phil, I think I
so
have...
So unfortunately, I think he is right that people will watch this show.
What I'd like to do, Phil, I could put this in Variety magazine. People will watch this show, Nicole, a child molesting victim. And
she wouldn't want her name attached to that.
But she said people would watch it. You see... Phil, I'm not in the business of
because
trying
Because we
to...
live in a sick society, but the show is still wrong. I won't watch it. Women won't watch it.
Oh, yes, you will.
No, she
no,
won't.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you
I would.
Wouldn't even
I don't
you
look. I don't
would.
Even associate
no,
with members of my own family.
Well, that's...
Why would I watch a show with people I'm
Wait
not
a minute.
Related to?
I think television's more entertaining than your stepbrothers. Jesus.
No, not this kind of television.
No.
Yeah, well,
no,
you
this
will.
Is not... This
no,
is victimizing victims all over
no.
again. Some... Did it ever concern you that some people
She'll
may not
watch.
Be able to handle the outcome of your show? And when your show's done and over, they have to go home with it, and you just pack up your bags and leave them back to their regular life.
We've had violent confrontations. We've had a lot of things. We had fireworks on the show. But no, Nicole will watch the show because...
No, she won't. She said she won't, and she won't.
I
don't associate with people
yes, sure.
in my own family due to... You know, and I
Nicole,
just don't.
Nicole, you keep comparing your family
stuff.
To my TV show. How can you compare your family of step
because
brothers?
Because I grew up in a very abusive home.
Yes. Why would
I
she want to...
I still am entangled with my family in a web because my stepfather, like I said, is still, you know, has relations with my brother and sister.
He has...
But I don't associate with anybody on those type of levels. I refuse to.
Do you have people?
So if I don't even do that with my family, why would I do it with strangers?
Nicole, can I ask you? This is Eric. What do you do for a living, if you don't mind me asking?
I would rather not say.
All right, okay, but you work during the day, right?
Yes, I
okay.
work.
All right, do you have
I raise five boys.
Okay,
I'm
have...
a full-time mother.
Well, good. That is something to be proud of. Do you have TiVo?
No, I do not. I will not. Like I said,
you
I will
should...
not watch
she
the show.
She said she ain't going to watch it, man.
I go to college full time.
Wait a minute,
I work
full
time.
Need...
I raise five kids. I don't have time. I called in because I don't
What's
think
your
it's
favorite
fair
TV show?
That you,
watch...
you are victimizing victims all over again because they're not going to be ready for what's in store for them.
You know, it's we're going to have the DVD ready in about a year, and you can
if
get
you
the.
Ask, if you ask every one of those people right out, would you come on the show? If we put you face to face with your molester. I bet you none of them would want to do the show.
Well, Nicole, for being a good sport, I want to send you TiVo. And
she doesn't want TiVo, man.
I don't.
She doesn't.
She doesn't need it because she doesn't work at night. I forgot.
She doesn't work at night. She doesn't want to watch it. She said that other people won't watch it.
I know what they're saying, but she will.
No, she won't.
Mm-hmm.
No, she won't.
I don't. What would I gain from watching your show? It would do nothing
it is
in my life.
Oh, come on, man. She's not going to watch it, and that's it. And she don't need to see it, man. She already saw the slob once or twice or how many times she saw it. She need to see him again? The guy's on a sexual predator list.
Well, she knows who the guy is, so she's already talked to me, so wouldn't be excited to have her on the show. But I'd like her to get her and her other friends that have... Do you know anybody else that's been molested? Because...
Oh, will you please...
No, do you?
I mean, that's not the point. The point is that is a very sacred ground of someone's past.
Nicole, I wanted to ask you.
That should not be just stomped over without permission.
Don't you want a moment on TV like Mary Jo Buttafuoco and the girl who shot her in the face?
No. For what? I'm content with my life. I'm fulfilled raising my five children. I don't need fame
to
make my life have any purpose.
Eric, is that what you try to do, get violence going?
No, I don't.
Then why would you say that? You want to see the people that have been molested start duking it out with these guys, don't you?
I don't want to see anything that isn't naturally occurring.
Well, what do you think's going to happen? An adult woman now confronted by a guy who's much older, she might go after him.
And then the woman has to go home with it. You've reopened those wounds for that person.
Why would she go home with him?
I didn't say with him. I said she's going to go home with reopened wounds.
Oh.
And you won't be around for that. She will be around to then face the next couple of months re-dealing with an ordeal that she's already put away.
Your show sucks, Eric. It's not a good idea.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
And she'll watch.
No, she won't.
Only people who will watch it are people that are sick and sadistic.
What do you think about the fact that I'll win an Emmy for it, Nicole?
You won't win an Emmy. No, the TV industry isn't going to give you an Emmy for that.
Yes, they will.
Prove that we live in a very sad society.
No, they won't.
They dust it off a place on my mantle. They will.
They won't.
I think, when people find out what the show's about, no one's going to watch it.
They will.
They may watch the first episode if they've never heard of it and they don't know what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, look at Nicole. Thank you very much.
Yes, they will.
No, they won't.
They will, they will, they will, they will.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The last gasp before the death of radio. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Speaking of TV shows that are traumatic, that can leave you with an emotional scar that will last for years, I haven't heard anything about Teachers. And within the next 48 hours, we'll know whether the half-hour sitcom that I was a part of for 6 episodes during this last spring, a show that I was proud to be a part of with Justin Bartha, Sarah Alexander, Sarah Shahi, and, of course, the great Matt Winston, Khalid Roshan, Dion Richman, and me, Phil Hendry. The 6 episodes, will they be extended to 13? Well, we can surmise, we can theorize. Was the show a breakout hit? No. Did the show have some real stiff moments? Yes. Did the show have high points? Yes. Is the show a show that has enormous potential? Yes. Will NBC recognize that? No. And so on we go. Nice going, Phil. You just kind of blew your future up at that network. No, it's business, man. I get it. They did pick up a couple of dramas over there. One of them is one called, Baldy, about a cop in New York who sucks on lollipops. And then there's another one. No, actually, the only thing they're picking up over there, man, the only thing they're picking up over there, herpes. Now, they're going to go back to New York, and they're going to do their upfronts, if you'll pardon the expression. And then we'll find out. I had a couple of calls today from some of the cast members. I don't want to say who. There were 2 cast members that called me, and I would never mention their name because I don't want to embarrass them. Khalid Roshan and Matt Winston. And they were screaming, what the hell is going on the show? I don't know. Well, come on, man, find out, will you? You're the guy that's connected. And then another one of the cast members, I would never stoop so low as to mention their name on the air and embarrass them.
Justin Bartha.
Also, all right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. May I say at this point in the proceedings 2 things? 1, that we're having a Phil Hendry Celebrity No Limit Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament. It's going to benefit my friend's place May 27th, 2006 at the Bicycle Casino. That's right. If you'd like to play poker, you want to play a little poker with us, man? Huh? $200 buy-in, $30 entry fee. Now, if you're spending $200 to buy in, there's going to be a cash prize of a fairly significant amount. All right? So all you got to do to enter is go to www.thebike.com, www.thebike.com. The 27th is a Saturday, so it's not going to be, you're not up against it. We're not having it on a Sunday, for instance, is next day's work day. And we're not having it in a work day, and we're not having it in the middle of the week at night. None of that cornball stuff. It's going to be on a Saturday starting at 2 o'clock registration, 4:15 the tournament starts. So you can kick back, toss some cards. And you don't have to sweat it, You can, if you want to be there all night, be there all night. So in any event, it's the 27th. Who do we have for celebrities, man? I know that they're working on it, but I got no...
Ryan Stiles.
And that's it. That's fine with me, Ryan. Thank you, pal. Thank you. That's all we need. You and me, man. You and me, buddy. We'll make it work. What happened to all those people that said they loved me and needed me and couldn't live without me? I do know that Trey Parker bought some CDs. That's very nice of you, Trey. Thank you. We could have used a little bit more of your jingle. You know, just, you know, come on, man. Just show up with that big freaking wad, man, that'd choke a mule. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Got a little bit of inside radio information. Star and Buck Wild. You ever heard of them? They're back in Philly in some places. I think there are a couple of black hosts. Black. The reason why I mentioned their race is because they use the N-word a lot. And they're entitled to because they are, well, they are the N-word. I mean, they're not the N-word. You know what I'm saying.
They're black.
Yes. Yeah. No kidding, bud. Anyway, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they're in some feud with another disc jockey, with another air talent. And one of them said something about one of the guys said something about this other talent that they're in a feud with, putting mayonnaise in that guy's kid's butt. Is that what I heard? Yeah. And anyway, I think you guys will be looking for a gig.
There are just two more black guys on unemployment line.
You dirty racist. Serious, dude. I mean, if you guys don't know it yet, you're fired. I thought I'd let you know, give you the heads up. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.